father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. A few minutes after 6 on a Tuesday morning, we're monitoring what's going on over in Iran this morning. There are headlines all over the place that there have been a protest crackdown. Reportedly, more than 500 people have been killed so far as the crazed mullahs try to remain in power in Iran. And I think the news out this morning should make you ask a very important question. One that I have yet to hear answered either by Caroline Levitt or by the reporters who are kind of on the ground covering this. There's a report out this morning that through back channels, and the president announced this the other day, Iran, they've been talking to Iran through back channels. Despite the public bluster, Iran is willing to negotiate.
I found that very interesting, and I wondered how often that happens where they're pounding their chest and acting all tough publicly, but then privately, yeah, behind closed doors, they're going to the president saying, hey, look, we're ready to talk and to negotiate.
It happened when we killed Soleimani. Remember that during Trump's first term? We killed him, and Iran said, we're going to destroy the great Satan. And then through back channels, they said, we're going to point some missiles in your direction, but we're not going to hit anything, but we need to let our people think we're retaliating. And that's basically how that went down. So this is not surprising that it's happening right now. But here's my question, and one that hasn't been answered yet. What are they negotiating for? Why are we unless we're negotiating for the Ayatollah to leave the country and go into exile in Russia or somewhere else and turn over the country to the Iranian people, there's nothing to negotiate. I don't understand how they claim to be negotiating behind closed doors. Here's what I hope has happened. Here's the scenario that I hope has happened. Like most autocracies like this, like most of these governments in the Middle East, they've taken all the weapons away from the people. So the people could go to the streets and they can protest, but they don't have any weapons to fight back against tyranny, the tyranny of these leaders. The U.S. is offering to come in probably in some sort of military role with bombers and support them, targeting government military bases, things like that, unless the Ayatollahs agree to leave. And I guess it's because I've been around politics and following it since the Shah was deposed and the hostages were held with Rocky Sickman all those years ago. I have a hard time believing those insane people who are in charge of Iran are going to give up that easily. I think you're going to have to pry their cold, dead fingers from the doorknobs at that palace before they're going to ever give up control of that country.
And what we should remember, too, all the people who sit here and say it's so terrible in America, who are out there protesting in Minneapolis and all across the country about ICE. Remember what's happening right now in Iran, where people who are protesting the government are being killed. And if they're not being killed, their access to the internet, their mobile phone is being completely shut down. It's basically a blackout. That's what their government is doing. So you can hate on Donald Trump and call him all sorts of names, but he's not going to go in there and shut down your access to the internet or other thing, or shoot you for that matter. It's wild the way that people don't realize how blessed we are here in the United States.
Amen. Well said. And the people protesting in this country have no idea. The ones that claim their rights are being stepped on and all, they have no idea what they're talking about. I just have to tell you that. All right, we've still got lots to get to. We're going to give away some Jimmy Fallon tickets. We've got our friend John Lampe coming up, but we're going to get to in other news before the end of the hour. Right now, though, we're going to hit a couple of our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
In 2019, for everyone to be covered, everyone has to be listed. Carson.
Yep, we're going to get to more on that for you in just a few minutes, because we're talking, of course, about the car break-ins in downtown St. Louis. There's been a rash of them. I don't think the statistics are being kept properly. We're going to get to that for you coming up.
We don't use the word invasion lightly. What we are seeing is thousands, plural, thousands of federal agents coming into our city. And yeah, they're having a tremendous impact on day-to-day life. And it's a negative one.
That's the truth. There's no way around it. They are having the illegal aliens are having a negative impact on people's life. And the mayor up there in Minneapolis is doubling down on wanting to get rid of ICE. It's pretty incredible.
We are seeing these instances play out in American communities across the country, where you have these organized paid antagonists who are part of these groups that are actively, unlawfully impeding lawful law enforcement operations.
Caroline Leavitt once again continues to dominate anybody who challenges her on all these issues. She does a great job, and she's clearly earned the respect of the press corps these days. If you've started to notice the way they ask some of these questions, and when she shuts them down, they shut up.
You know, we haven't had a budget since 2008. Progressives finally got rid of the whole budget process. So it doesn't matter who starts it, because all they do is they just add on to what they've already had. We're going to expand this, going to track this, and they can move the money. But they needed one other thing, because if you can control two things, health and money, you control people completely.
Yep. Glenn Beck, some words of wisdom there from the teacher. I mean, he's like a teacher these days. I mean, honestly, he's so good at explaining this. And if you listened to Jerome Powell yesterday, you would be led to believe that there's some DOJ assault on the Fed, because Powell is a incompetent leader of the Federal Reserve. But here's what I love about what Glenn Beck explains on this, right? This is what you have to understand about the Fed, about the Federal Reserve. I would bet you that 90% of Americans would flunk this on a test if they were asked what the Federal Reserve does. Maybe higher than that. I'll go 95%, because the uneducated masses out there hear the word Fed and they assume that it's a branch of the federal government, but it's not. And what it doesn't want is its supremacy challenged, which is why Jerome Powell and the Rockefellers and everyone else are fighting back so hard on any threat to influence what's going on at the Fed. They're only in power if they control your money. The Fed should never have been created in the 1920s. But it was, successfully, and they named it the Federal Reserve for a reason. Listen.
And so they all got together, all these bankers and these senators got together and went to Jekyll Island for a week, and they put together this whole idea of the Federal Reserve and named it the Federal Reserve so people would think that it's part of the federal government. It controls everything. It controls your inflation. It controls the boom and the bust period. It controls everything. Basically, it controls you. It takes us from a country that says you can do anything to you can do anything if the federal government says it's okay and if the bank says it's okay. Before, you could do anything. And the government just played referee. Now, the banks and the federal government pick and choose winners. Well, no, you need a license. You can't just go out and do something. You need a license for that. Why do I need a license for that?
Yeah. Do you hear the common sense that Beck is speaking here? Now, for most of us, we've never thought about it. The Fed has been around since 1913. That's when the event at Jekyll Island happened that he's talking about. There's a great book out there about the, I think it's called the Beast of Jekyll Island or something like that. You really, it's a long read. It's like War and Peace. It's probably 600 pages long. I read it about 30 years ago. You need to understand what he's right. The government a long time ago started picking winners and losers, because unless you have already achieved independence from the wealth perspective, you're not in control of your life. The Fed is in control. The banks are in control of your life. The government's in control of your life. You got to have a license for this. You got to have a license for that. Your credit rating isn't good enough. We're not going to loan money to you for that new venture you want to start. They pick winners and losers, and they set the system up a long time ago for that very reason. So Powell is complaining that he's being prosecuted by the president of the United States. But it's a much bigger issue than that, because Donald Trump understands this. He understands that the banks control the world. He probably disagrees with a lot of this Fed policy. I wish they'd get rid of it. But that ship has already sailed. But there's so much more to this argument than just whether or not Jerome Powell believes he's being targeted because he's an incompetent leader and had $1 billion in cost overruns in renovating the Fed. You just have to understand the background to all of it. And it's complicated. And sorry to drop that on you this early on a Tuesday morning. But it is, if you're following that story. All right, coming up, we will give away a couple tickets to Jimmy Failla. Get your dialing fingers ready, and we'll get to that here when we come back out of the break. Our friend John Lamping, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about some of the issues going on in the legislature down there, because there are a lot of people who, of course, have some pretty strong feelings about property taxes. And, you know, I know my friend Nick Schroer commented on this the other day. Everybody's focusing on how do you replace the income if you do that? And there are other people saying that you're putting the cart before the horse here. We're going to talk to John about all of that for you coming up at about 6:35. Stay tuned.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Winter is nothing. I got a buddy in Minnesota who said it's so cold he saw a Somali with his hands in his own pockets.
I love it. That's Jimmy coming
here
up.
Here it is. And welcome to Fox News Saturday Night.
All right. A little taste of what you're going to get from the factory coming up on the 24th. We'll all be out there. Our thanks to the folks at the factory for the tickets we're giving away every day this week. And good luck to you. We'll give away tickets Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday as well, and hopefully we'll see you out there. It's going to be a good time. I don't know what role we're going to play yet. We'll probably be the butt of a few jokes, if I had to guess. We'll probably come out on stage and introduce Jimmy and then get the heck out of the way and have a cold adult beverage and watch him have fun, because that's what he does. He has a good time. Can't wait to meet him. Still working on trying to get him dinner from the Hill, so we'll let you know how that's going here. I hope to get an update on that today, in fact. So we'll see what's happening. We got John Lampe coming up in a few minutes. Of course, we're working on In Other News for you as well at 6:45. But let's talk for just a minute about this story that is going on with the poor people that live in downtown St. Louis.
The prize, $250,000.
Hang on.
Here 9 out of 10, growing fear and frustration at a downtown St. Louis apartment building after residents say a masked man has been breaking into their vehicles on a near daily basis for
weeks.
This
story is right down there near Broadway and Clark. I didn't even know there was an apartment complex down there, but apparently there's a building at Clark and Broadway close to the Stadium East parking garage. You can see Ballpark Village from the corner of this complex. So it's not far from the Tums building down there, apparently. And they've got people who have to park on the street, I guess. I mean, I assume you could park at Stadium East if you wanted to. But somebody in a mask has been coming in and repeatedly smashing the windows of their cars. Now, this is where it gets interesting. They went down there, and of course, I don't know about Kim. I've done this 1,000 times in my career as a reporter. I'm exaggerating slightly. But going to the scene of a parking lot where there's glass all over the place, and when you look at the police report, it shows up as one incident because they report the address and say there was vandalism at that address. And it doesn't mention the fact that there were 30 cars with their windows smashed out. So some people have had an issue with how they do the math on that. That's kind of beside the point. In this case, this has escalated because one guy came out of his building one night and saw the guy doing it and chased him. He claims almost a mile until he hopped into a car and pointed a gun at him. Now that escalates the whole thing. And so far, the police did not have a great answer for what the solution is down there, right?
And I'm a travel nurse, so I kind of travel around and to other cities, and nothing like this has happened to me before.
But 2 weeks after Tarianna Muller moved to St. Louis, she found this when she came to her car parked on Clark near Broadway Sunday. Busted windows, broken glass, and the inside of her car rummaged through.
It's sad that I can't even park on the street in front of my apartment like any normal person would without risking someone breaking in and stealing it. And
she lives at Ballpark Heights Apartments, just footsteps away from Ballpark Village. St. Louis Metropolitan Police say this area is on the routine patrol list.
My car has got it one time this week, and it was probably 4 or 5 days ago. And then I came out every single day this week, and multiple cars every single day this week has been knocked out.
Yeah, this is the guy that chased the suspect. Listen to this.
This man who didn't want to share his name says the situation became dangerous Sunday morning when he witnessed a break-in from his apartment.
I chased him probably 3/4 of a mile to a mile, and then he jumped in a car. He had a gun. He pointed it at me while he was running away.
This is one of the many cars residents say was broken into.
I mean, you shouldn't chase the guy because he might be stupid enough to shoot you. Now, what you need to do is just take like a bullhorn or something and scare the living daylights out of him by doing something like that. I would never want to chase these guys.
It's just such a nuisance crime.
Oh, I know.
For a quarter or something you've got in your, you're dumb enough to leave something in your car. First of all, you shouldn't do that in downtown St. Louis. But what are they going to get, right? What have most of them gotten out of this? Is probably very little of anything, unless somebody's stupid enough to leave something of value in their car. And the result is a $500 insurance claim, which your chances are your deductible's higher than that. So you got these people are having to pay out of pocket for all
of this. How many of these people who are advocating for more police presence to protect their cars from being broken into, how many of them also have supported, we should get rid of the police department. Let's have more, what is it, counselors on the police force.
We're turning more people into conservatives every day because they're realizing that that their progressives are not going to protect them from criminals. They're more interested in protecting the criminals. It's ditto in Minneapolis. It's ditto in Portland. The elected officials care more about the criminals and protecting the criminals than they do the taxpaying victims of all of this. If not, whoever the elected alderperson is for that district down there would have been on camera saying, we're working to fix this. They don't care. They don't care, or they'd fix it. And if the building is charging you $2,000 a month for rent and they don't have a security guard standing out on the street by your cars, there's your next place to go. And of course, according to Channel 4, the building managers had no comment. Imagine that. I don't know how much of this falls back on the police. I got to be honest with you. All right.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
John.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction.
People keep looking to government for the answer, and government's the problem. Government would shut the doors and sneak away for about 3 weeks. We'd never miss them.
Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want?
Freedom. All right, we've got John Lamping on the line this morning, former Missouri Senator. John, how you doing?
Doing great. Good morning. Great to be with the two of you.
It's great to have you. We were just kicking this around just a few minutes ago, and of course we discussed it yesterday, and that is the issue of Senator Josh Hawley. Now, we have requested Senator Hawley to be on the air. We have not gotten any confirmation from them yet that he's available, but I want to ask him about his vote on this War Powers Act thing, and I'm anxious to get your thoughts on it this morning. I listened to Greg Keller, who I know that you are familiar with, give us his take on it on the Reardon show the other day, but I'm anxious to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, no, I think when you want to look at Josh Hawley, and I followed him from the very beginning of his political career, the place you need to start is Teddy Roosevelt. That Josh, as a younger person, one of his first big acts is he wrote a book about Teddy Roosevelt. And when you look back at Roosevelt, he was very much a populist. He wasn't a populist in the Andrew Jackson type of populism. I think Andrew Jackson in our country was the father of populism. But Teddy Roosevelt took on the entrenched interest. You know, he was back in that day the Gilded Age had just occurred, and so he took Teddy Roosevelt took on the trust that was the code word for the very, very rich and elite. And from the very beginning, Josh has taken that path, and in doing so, he's carved his own path within the Republican Party. There's very few, even the most people that call themselves the most conservative, are not willing to take on, you know, the powers that be, Apple and Google and things like that. So first and foremost, you have to understand that Josh is a lot like Teddy Roosevelt. He's going to blaze his own trail. He's very, very religiously conservative. He was the first in D.C. to speak so explicitly around issues like the family, like the nuclear family, and how policies should be changed to support the nuclear family, which very few in the Republican Party are willing to take on an issue like that. And so so Josh is very much his own person. As we know here in Missouri, the person that pushed him forward into politics at the beginning was Senator Jack Danforth. And the best of my understanding, the relationship that Josh has with Senator Danforth is none. If anything, Senator right. Danforth has gone out of his way to try to find people to run against Josh. So this is a long-winded way of saying that Josh is his own person. He's politically ambitious, I think. I'm almost quite certain he is. And what he did, his brand is one that has to be that is different than all the other Republicans. And I think his vote on this War Powers Act just helped to continue to define the ways in which he is very different from other people that may aspire to the presidency going forward.
For president?
Oh, well, they're all running for president, Mark.
To me, it seems like he's trying to go more in the middle on some of these issues, and that's what makes me think he's gearing up for a 2028 run, or maybe the 4 years after, because he's still pretty young.
He's very young, and Josh is. And see, that's the thing, is that in every aspect of who he is, He's right in ways that very few other Republicans are right. This whole idea of the family, like J.D. Vance kind of slid in behind Josh Hawley, and he's kind of there. And as you see, our own other senator, who I think aspires to the presidency someday, Eric Schmidt, he's also kind of in that lane. But Hawley was the very first person there. So the political realities are, if you look, obviously we've got presidential election in 2028. Josh is not up for re-election in 2028, and we all assume that it'll be. We assumed it would be J.D. Vance kind of filling the mega lane, but then here along comes Rubio, and he's the most popular of the whole bunch, and maybe he fills the mega lane. But what Josh knows politically is that he won't beat the mega candidates, and if he's going to beat the mega candidates, he's going to have to do it in a different way. And let's just think about the Venezuela as like a political thing that it's, let's say it goes well, it goes exceedingly well. And if it goes exceedingly well, meaning that, you know, it's perceived as the right decision and money's flowing and there's no boots on the ground. The fact that Josh voted against Trump or perceived to have done that, it won't really cost him other than the Trump vote or the Trump endorsement, which he's never going to get. It won't cost him much. But if something goes wrong, if 2 years or 4 years or 6 years from now, it's perceived as if, well, why did we do that? Why did we do Venezuela? Well, then Josh would be one of the few people that can say, oh, I didn't. I didn't approve of how we did that, and everyone else did. So it's a combination of this is who Josh Hawley is, and I do respect and admire who he is politically, what he stands for, what he believes in, and also strategically, if he were to ultimately prevail in a presidential process, he has to come at it from a different part of the Republican Party. He can't come at it from the mega parties. Just the line is too big there.
That's fascinating, the way you've described this, John. And what I know he couldn't afford you, but what he needs to do is hire you to go out and explain that to people, because all of the comments I've read from my most conservative friends and acquaintances is that they're all hating on Josh Hawley right now because they perceive this to be a vote against Donald Trump. Now, Keller said on Reardon Show Friday, that's not what it was, that it was that if you take the word Venezuela out of it, he was voting against a future president putting American troops on the ground somewhere, which is what MAGA voted for when they voted for Trump. They didn't want long involvement in foreign wars anymore, and that's what his vote was about. And if you took Venezuela out of it in a different context, most conservatives would support it, was Keller's argument. Right now, most conservatives don't understand that.
Well, I will tell you that the MAGA movement is a populist movement, and what people don't understand is that, like, I would say that the populist movement is in complete support of the president because of the whole package. They also know the system is corrupt against them, and that they believe that Trump is not, and so that he's their champion. But if you surveyed them and said, "Well, what's your top five? What are your top five issues?" I would tell you foreign policy would not be on the list. I think not even top 10. For every time that the president goes and does something in Venezuela or Greenland, it really begs the question, well, the hardcore populists would say, well, that's okay, but why aren't you arresting people for voter fraud? Why aren't you taking care of business here in at home? And that's really where the base is. Josh understands where the populist sentiment is better than the vast majority of people that are in the Republican Party, that consult in the Republican Party. So I think his political ambitions are there. I think his probability of success is very long. I mean, the odds are long against him, but that's where he's headed. I mean, I think from, when you listen to a young man or woman in their 30s and 40s in the political arena, and when they're very thoughtful and they've developed their own personal political ideology and they have not, you know, morphed into one, you have to take them seriously, and you have to understand that the day will come where they'll want to convince the others, and very many others. And this is when I say people aspire to the presidency, and they all do. I think all of them, especially in the U.S. Senate, I think all of them, when they first kind of get there, they want to be president, and they either decide if they can or can't be. And I think Josh has decided that he's going to try.
Wow.
I mean, you have to respect the guy, like it or not. You have to respect a guy. This is what I made, the point I made, for being willing to go against the grain.
But he needs to come out and explain it.
He does, and hopefully he will in the show.
Amy said that on the Facebook feed here just a minute ago. If that's how he feels, the way John's described it, he needs to get out in front of this, because right now many people in his conservative base, many MAGA people are very upset with him that he joined Rand Paul and Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins voting against, in their perception, Donald Trump. He's going to have to get out in front of it.
That's not a great crowd to be in right now.
No,
but the other side of that, too, is that, you know, just wait a week and it'll go away. You know, like the we're talking about Venezuela on that vote. And then ever since then, we've been talking about Minneapolis and the craziness that's going on there. And who knows, maybe this time next week, we're talking about the United States of Greenland, you know. So
it's true. I've got people on here hating on him for the Greenland thing this morning as well. Nobody sees the strategery there. But this is going to work out to the advantage of the United States, because now you got Denmark spending millions more dollars on defense for Greenland than they were before. So it works out to our advantage one way or the other.
I look at the Trump presidency as somewhat of a, from the real estate development perspective, and I mean, what an opportunity to, it's all green. You know,
yeah,
the land's all theirs. It's only 30,000 people live there. And think about that. There goes our housing problem.
Trump Tower in the middle of Greenland. John, thank you as always. We appreciate you.
Great being with you. Take
all
care.
Right. Yep. Thank you. I know I took the whole segment of talking about Hawley, but I felt like his explanation of that was important. Whether you agree with him or not, if that's the angle Josh Hawley's coming at this from, it's a horse of a different color. And I think for people upset with him, if that's the case, Hawley needs to come out and explain that himself. I've not heard him fully explain that yet, and I'm hoping we can get him on the air here so that he can do so. The other thing is, we have notoriously short political memories, and mm-hmm. Dan John hinted at that there a minute ago. 4 years from now is when Josh Hawley's up for re-election. Four long years.
Unless he runs for president in 2028.
Between now and 28 and now and 30, a lot of people are going to forget about that vote.
But he's also, John's right, that if you were to poll the average person to say, where does foreign policy fall on your list of priorities, he's right. It's probably not in the top 10. Political junkies, we probably care about it more than the average voter. And I care about taking care of crime and other things here in the United States more than foreign policy.
Yeah.
Still agree with that.
Yeah, I think you're right. All right, we'll get to a quick break here. We have got some in other news to get to coming up. We've got Todd Pyro on the other side. We're going to talk to Sergeant Betsy Brantner Smith this morning for 2A Tuesday. She's with the National Police Association. I want to get her take on this total abdication of authority in Minneapolis and why the leaders of the police up there are refusing to support our federal troops. We're going to be back in just a minute.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
experts are saying now that there are a lot of benefits to befriending someone who's 10 plus years younger or older than you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm curious your thoughts on this, Sue, because they say, for example, the real benefits to having older friends, you're less likely to doubt your pace in life. They can act as mentors and surrogate family members.
Yeah.
They can enhance your personal growth. But then, of course, they also say it's better to have a younger friend in your life as well. They add variety and spontaneity to your life. You can share without competing.
Yep. And I think all of that is true.
I agree. Their friendship can offer a renewed sense of purpose, it says.
Yeah, and that way, I don't know. It's just having all your bases covered. The younger ones kind of keep you up to date of what's happening, and the older ones are, I always think they're
wise.
Generally yeah. wiser.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's smart to see how they operate, and they're generally calmer. And I don't know. I think it's great to have a mix.
Wouldn't you say that we have I don't know. I think most people probably have that, don't they? So I mean, obviously, if they've got children, they've got some. They're at least around younger people at some point. They may think they're ridiculous. I don't know, but
yeah, well, I have. Yeah,
I'm not saying that's me, 6'7", but I'm just saying that
she's talking about 10 years, so not your kids.
Yeah,
but friends that are still within your
right.
Yeah,
I would agree. I would agree with that completely. All right, So here's something I don't understand. There's now got, there's had to be a Barbie doll for everything. Now there is an autistic Barbie doll. Mattel has come out with an autistic Barbie doll. And here's the thing. All the Barbie dolls look the same, right? So if it's wheelchair Barbie, they just take a regular Barbie and they put it in a wheelchair.
So how do they make this one autistic Barbie?
They just put headphones on it. Like, you know, I guess a lot of autistic people are noise sensitive or whatever, and you'll see that. So it's got a fidget spinner in one hand and some sort of a electronic device in the left hand and headphones.
I feel so.
And that's autistic Barbie.
It's so sad for people who have children or who themselves are autistic, because I know that can be a big struggle. Sure. It does show that this is clearly a problem, a growing problem here in the United States when they have a Barbie, autistic Barbie. I know it's all about inclusivity, but that just shows you the prevalence of it, that they felt the need to make this.
I heard they're catching flack for it, though, because it's like the most stereotypic autistic
trait. But how
trait.
Else could you...
I know, but that's what they're saying. They're like, you're just picking the one... And focus.
Yeah,
on.
I don't know. It just
you can't win either
very
way.
Very odd to me.
Is trans Barbie a thing yet?
Oh, I'm sure.
That's coming.
No, I don't know. If it's not, it will be.
All right, this is a really cool video. A little adorable deer that I'd love to take home as a pet took on a 1.7-ton rhinoceros.
This is at the zoo in Poland,
and it is just, wow, this deer is so brave. Not backing down.
That deer had some Yorkshire Terrier in it, because I'll tell you, we used to have a Yorkie, and that little beast thought she was 10 feet tall. If she was approaching a bigger dog or an animal, she was fearless. So that's what it has. It had little spike horns.
Yeah.
So it must have been.
It looks like they're playing, because that rhino. I mean, that rhino could have messed it up.
Oh yeah.
And it's just kind of like poking at it and like walking away.
The rhino looked a little concerned. You know, like a, like an elephant and a mouse kind of thing. It really did. Maybe if you see the monkeys, don't do that. Don't approach them. Leave them alone.
Let me write that down.
We played that Channel 4 story earlier, and the reporter said the alleged monkeys. The monkeys are alleged? They're not alleged?
That's hilarious.
Someone wrote that on the text line. What's an alleged monkey?
That is awesome.
We've seen pictures of them. They're not alleged. They're out there. We just don't know where the hell they are. The lost monkeys.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Oh, man. Coming up, we'll get to Todd Pyra, host of Fox & Friends First, and talk to our friend Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith about what's going on with lack of police support for our ICE agents up in Minneapolis. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.